Well, top of the morning to you. I have some fine guests in here. We're going to get right underway because they got to get back to school, and they're just not down the street. They got to go down past the Buffalo Farm, back to Reno Junction, make that right turn into Wright, and go to the school there. And some of the Panthers are here from the volleyball team of Wright High School. And in this rebuilding year, you got off to a good start, ladies. First of all, let's introduce everybody. Your first name?
Heather.
Heather, what's your last name?
Rubus.
Heather Rubus. What year?
Senior.
Senior. Okay, there we go. And your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, and your last name?
Benedict.
Benedict, but you're not Arnold.
No.
Everybody with the name Benedict, I know. I'm Pope Benedict. I wonder how he felt. Anyway, there we go, you know, when he was the Pope for a while. All right, great. And you're a
senior.
Senior, and of course, Cody, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're a senior and team captain.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody, your last name?
Edwards.
Cody Edwards. See, you sound like you could be a race car driver or a country star.
Yeah.
Cody Edwards, you sing any?
No.
Oh, come on. You're a rancher girl. You're out east of town
there.
Yeah. I remember that. Well, you're all here with smiles on your face. You're off to what, 6-0 now?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you played a classic tournament, what, this past week? Where did you play at?
We played in Douglas.
Douglas. So you weren't that far away, down into Converse County. And who are some of the teams that you played?
We saw
Torrington,
okay, over on the state
Big
line.
Bighorn, Buffalo.
You got some plethora of teams. Who else was there? Bighorn, Buffalo. It's all right. You won.
Glen Rock,
okay. Boy.
Jeez.
Well, I'll tell you what, it must have been a big tournament. How many teams do you think were total there?
Oh, jeez. Probably like 15 or more,
wow,
I would think.
Okay.
Went there.
Yeah,
maybe.
So it was a big
like
tournament.
How the bracket was set up.
And you guys won the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you lost one game. Not the match, but the game, right?
The set.
Yeah.
The set. That's right. Got to use the proper terminology. Been a decade since I refereed the sport in high school and college. But that's great. So now who do you play next? Do you know what's on the schedule? What's going on?
This next weekend, we're going to play in July at the Camel Tournament.
Okay.
So Friday, Saturday, we'll be here.
All right. So coming up to the big city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, to me, the nice small city, but the big city. And we're going to have fun. And you guys, I mean, if I can get some time, I'll come out and see it. Chris, you're here. Why don't you do something? Ryan.
Snuck in. No big deal.
Ryan, well, you're sports director.
Yes.
You should. Ryan was very kind. Coach's husband sent us some stats.
We were not supposed to tell Winnetta, I hope she's not listening.
Okay, that's fine.
I have some right here. But anyway, I have a question about leadership, because when Winnetta talks about leadership, of course, Winnetta Martins, who I'm speaking of, she talks about how it's usually particularly not one leader, and how all you girls kind of pick each other up. And it's not just this team, but it was last year's team, the team the year before that. I want you to speak on that a little bit. Just kind of what's your role as a leader on this team? And then when you hear a girl on your team build you up or tell you something you need to hear, how does that, you know, translate into having success as a program? Any one of you can start.
Well, I think that's exactly right. Coach always tells us that everyone has a different role, and that some of our role it's different from the other person's. So we just have to find our role. And for me anyway, it's always like the back row, especially Kelsey Stroshine and Kendall Siemens. They'll tell me, hey, this is what they're hitting, this is where you need to block. And then same as with the front row, we'll tell the back row, hey, when they go up, they have an open hand, they're going to tip to this spot, and that sort of thing. So we just help each other out, and then it's the same thing during practice. We just push each other, and everyone has their own role.
Last few years, we've had really strong seniors and stuff to help us, and losing them this year is a little hard, but we're finding our places and picking up the slack from where they left off with the leadership roles, and pushing each other, helping each other. There's not really one set person. It's everybody together as a team. Everyone's got their own role to play, and yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, she's just a little shy. That's all right. Just your friends out there. Yeah. Any comments from you on your role this year?
I don't know. I just try to stay positive and just, I don't know, try to keep them Yeah, to stay positive and...
Well, as much as you guys smile, I think that works. Especially with the underclassmen, right?
Yeah.
Great. Chris, what else would we ask these fine young ladies? You're the man of sports now.
Okay, now, Wynette Martin, 3 wins away from 300 at Wright. Do you guys ever, is it a big deal to you guys thinking about past teams and the success they've had? Because I know when you're building any kind of program, whether you're talking high school, college, pros, that kind of sometimes has an impact on players coming up. It's like, hey, this team a couple of years ago was really good. The team last year was really good. I don't want to disappoint. Or you guys not really think about that? Do you guys really not have that kind of mentality? Just your thoughts on that in general.
Well, I don't really think that it's like this big pressure type thing, but we definitely do respect what's come in the past, because as junior high, we would come over and watch the high school games, and we were always looking up to them. The 2011 state team. We had family, older brothers and sisters on those teams. So it definitely is like kind of a legacy thing, and we just try to work hard. And even on the way here, Jessica was telling us about a senior who was a senior when we were a freshman, and she put stuff on Facebook last night about us doing really good and just said good job. So we're still connected in that way.
I don't think there's as much pressure, I guess. I don't know. I think it's something that we want to like strive to. Like, it's a good thing to think of, like, especially for us, like being part of that state team last year. Like, we know we can be this good. Like, we can push ourselves to that level. Like a competitive with ourselves. Like, we were there. We can be better. Can build on it, and I think it's really cool to be able to look back and think of all those really successful teams and think like we can do that too, like it's not out of our reach. And yeah.
Any comments, Heather? She's just smiling.
I think they just said it all mostly.
There we go. Yeah. Great. Chris?
All right, fun question now. Favorite sports movie, go. Mine's Rudy, by the way.
Okay.
Rudy.
Probably Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
one. Yeah. That's good. How about you, Cody?
Remember the Titans is probably one of my favorites also.
All right. Heather?
I'm not sure. There's a lot of really good ones.
Sports movies. Let's see. What would I think of? Man, my brain's
Rudy's
blank.
Way better than Remember the Titans, I'm just saying. Oh. I don't want to create a rivalry here, but Rudy's way better. I mean, Remember the Titans is a good movie, but come on.
The Babe Ruth story from the 1930s. William Bendix starring, or whatever, the 40s. It was the 40s. William Bendix and the Babe Ruth story. There we go.
That's your favorite, Skip?
Right now.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Slapshot's pretty good, too.
Slapshot was great. They would laugh at it. It's back when people didn't have to wear hockey helmets when they played in pro hockey or minor league hockey. And they definitely had the facial scars to prove it. Okay, Paul Newman, great movie back in there. Okay, Chris, we're going to talk about these stats a little bit, or are we supposed to?
Yeah, let's go through.
Go ahead.
I mean, we're not supposed to have these stats, just by the way. This was emailed in secret.
Okay.
And Skip revealed the secret, but... Coach Wynette Martin, in her 12-year tenure, 297 wins. She is 63-35 in conference play, 5 conference championships, 2 runners-up. She's placed 8 times in the East Regionals. Of course, 2 straight state titles, 3 state titles in the last 5 years.
Wow.
And I mean, I just want to get each one of your thoughts on the way Coach Martin leads. And not just the, when we do well, she pats us on the back. But, hey, when we need to step up, just how does her mentality really translate to you guys? Because it clearly does. It clearly extends out. You can tell that not only is she coaching on the side, but it goes to her players. And you guys turn into players / coaches on the court. Now, how does that happen?
She really pushes us to our absolute limit because she knows how good that all of us individually can be, and she won't settle for anything else. And she's there for us in the good moments, but she's also there in the bad, and she's going to be the first one to tell us, like, hey, you can do better than this. Like, you know that this is what you can do, so show everybody else. And sometimes she knows the best way to help us is just to step back. Like, there's times in games where she'll come up and say, hey, you all know that you can do better than this, so talk to each other, figure it out. Got to help yourselves sometimes, and yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the major things is that she always installs in us that we can always be better. We can always push ourselves every single day in practice. We have to get better. We have to find a way. So a lot of times that means staying after. A lot of times that means running in the morning. A lot of times that means getting on the line and running when it's just when it's not good enough. And it's just we know that we can be better. She believes in us, which makes us believe in us, and we just push and push.
How about it, Heather? Any comments on Coach and her style?
Yeah, she's really dedicated to the team, mm-hmm. and it really shows. And I don't know, she just believes in us, and then it just, yeah, it's good.
I get a sense that she also, like I said, allows you to think through the process so you show that you know how to make the corrections, like you know what to do. Get out there, like I said, talk it out, mm-hmm. and giving you the process of learning as you go, so the next time when something, maybe a crack forms and how you're dealing with things, you nip it in the bud a lot quicker. So she's teaching you to be coaches. How about that?
Do any of you guys want to coach volleyball at some point? Some of them look around. I don't think they've thought about that.
No.
Cody, you'd probably be being the captain, you're probably the one in the best position to even think about it right now, right?
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. And, like, a lot of us girls help out with the mini volleyball, which is, like, mm-hmm. third grade. So that's always fun in the fall or in the spring. I mean, we help with that.
What do you do for a third grader? How do you get a third grader? Here, just hit the ball.
Say, this is how you pass. I don't know.
Go have fun, sweetie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ball's going everywhere but where it's supposed to, but it's fun. And they get a kick out of it, and I bet you they laugh when you guys work with them because you guys probably make it fun. You know, my brother was one of the first teachers in his school district to teach third grade phys ed, and he always just blew the whistle and told them, okay, when I blow the whistle the second time, they all get in line, run, go crazy, scream, yell, everything for 1 minute. And when I blow the whistle, come back in. By that time, they're ready to be instructed. So that's what you do with third graders, I guess. There you go. Other comments from you girls about coming up here? You're coming up to play in a tournament, the Campbell Classic, and that'll be this weekend. What days again was that now, the Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, and that'll be a Campbell County High? That's right, yeah. That's right, super. Well, need to come and see you play either down at Wright or up here when you're at the tournament. We'll try to get by and do it. You know what time those matches start on this weekend?
I'm not sure, actually.
We'll find out from Chris. He'll get the scope. Chris, anything else you'd like to share here before they have to
I should probably know when those matches start, but anyway, we'll figure that out later in the week. Couple of fun questions here. Who's the messiest person on the team, and who's the prankster?
All right, Heather. Heather, who's the, in your opinion, Heather, who's the messiest and who's the prankster? You're trying to keep from incriminating yourself.
She's clearly
both.
She's not answering.
She's not answering.
I am pretty messy.
Okay. Organized mess. Yeah, you know, I know where everything's at. Trust me. Okay.
Yeah.
And now what was the other question, Chris? It was, okay, the prankster?
Prankster and most messy.
Anybody want to put in a word for the pranksters?
The prankster might be Bree Quick.
Oh, my gosh.
she's quite the character. Yes. She keeps us laughing and on our toes all the time. She's always dancing or doing the splits in the middle of the bus or something.
Well,
crazy.
She gives levity too when people may be getting a little too serious. It's time to chill after a game. Come on, a little levity here, you know.
Yeah.
We got to move on. Okay. And any other persons that come to your mind for messy or prankster? No?
I don't know. None of us are really neat freaks.
No, none of us are clean.
My mom said it once, being an assistant dorm mother, one day a week filling in for the dorm mother with 100 girls in a dormitory at the school my dad was vice president of. She says, you can always reason with the filthy boy, messy boy, but you can't do it with a messy girl.
No. Nope.
If that's the way they are, that's the way they are. Chris, any further questions we have for these ladies before they went
No, I think I'm good to go. I think they're going to be late for school or something.
Well, let's get them back here. We knew they were in this half hour segment, and we got them in for 15, 20 minutes, and they gave us some good information. Once again, anybody can watch you play this weekend at the Campbell Classic up here, Campbell County High School, on Friday and Saturday. We'll have the times for those matches coming up, okay, and those sets. So have a good day at school. What's your favorite and least favorite classes, Cody?
Favorite and least favorite?
Yeah.
Egg class, and I don't know about
eggs.
Least
your favorite,
favorite.
Least favorite, you know. But being a girl from the ranch, you like egg. Yeah. How about you?
Lunch.
Oh, great. You moved up from recess to grade school to lunch. Okay. How about it, Heather?
I don't really have a favorite.
Okay.
Least favorite class.
Okay. Yeah. They're all equal in my eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She just told me she doesn't go to class, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem or
it could be a problem.
Reminds me of my high school days.
There we go. All right. Well, girls in the Wright Panther, or Wright, that's my high school, R-E-I-T-Z, Wright Panthers, best to you. Practice hard. Play hard this weekend. We'll try to get out and see you, okay?
Thanks for having us.
All right. Tell Coach hi.
We will. Okay.
All right. Thanks a lot. Once again, to girls. From Wright, let's take a long break here. We'll catch up on things. 629 on Wake Up Wyoming and News Radio 1270 at 106.7 KIML.